Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. CBT. For those of you who are not familiar with those initials, CBT is cock and ball torture. And apparently a lot of you guys like to make that dick of yours ache. A little bit of slapping and squeezing and pummeling. You like that, don't you? Well, for those of you guys into CBT, whether it be light or mild, Mandy loves it. It's so much fun. And I have a new stroker boy in the state of Washington. He decided to amuse me with some CBT. And he told me that he had clothespins, saran wrap, icy hot rope, rubber bands, Q-tips, and toothpaste. You know, and another thing about this, which I don't know if I'd be able to do this if I was a guy, but putting something in that pee hole, but you guys don't seem to have a problem with that. Now, he dipped some toothpaste on a Q-tip and stuck it right in and liked to leave it there and seemed to love it. Apparently, it makes your cocks hard. I'm not recommending this. I'm just saying that for those of you who do it, it's pretty hot. So, he also had clothespins, so I had him put clothespins on and nipple clamps and rubber bands. I had him snap those bands, and hearing him moan, made my you-know-what wet. Miss Mandy was having fun playing with Stroker Boy's cock. It was really Miss Mandy's cock, of course, but I don't want you guys to get confused, like if I say, playing with my cock, you're going to think I have one, and I don't. So he put that Q-tip in, and I had him jerk that cock and smack those balls, and I had him pull those clothespins off one by one, and then the nipple clamps off, because, you know, they hurt more taking them off than they do putting them on, I think. And I had him get on his knees, come on the floor, and lick it all up. I love torturing Stroker Boy's cock and balls. And I hope we can do it some more. He's a very fun Stroker Boy. Thank you, Stroker Boy in Washington. Mwah.